You're listening to a podcast from Victory.
Alright, magandang umaga po sa inyong lahat. Last week we talked about selfless love, okay? And I hope that I trust that the Lord's been ministering to you with what has been shared last week. Okay, there's a quote, okay, and this is what it says, no? Someone said, I actually thought that the symbol of love is a heart. Okay, so the heart picture, yan yung ano, you know, I always thought that the symbol of love is the heart, when it is actually the cross. Many people think that, you know, pagdating sa love, okay, heart yung shape niya, heart ang symbol niyan. Pag nakikita kasi, so pag yung buwan na to, talagang tad-tad na mga heart, you know, kung makikita niyo yung kids church natin, okay, so heart pink, heart blue heart, okay, orange heart, okay, so ba't nga ba hindi cross yun? Because that's popular. But really, the real symbol, okay, the real picture of love is the cross, okay? And it is through that cross that we see a genuine, okay, real kind of love, okay? A powerful kind of love, okay? A sacrificial kind of love. And that's what selfless love is all about. And unless we get to experience the selfless love of Christ, it would be difficult for us. It's impossible for us to be able to selflessly love. Does that make sense? But you know what? The Bible says that we can love, okay? We love because He first loved us. We can experience, okay, and give selfless love because of what Christ did for us. Next week, okay, today we're going to talk about marriage, but next week, okay, we're going to talk about intimacy, okay, and we just want to remind all our parents, okay, if you are bringing your children, please bring them straight to our kids' church, okay? Dahil hindi po SPG ang pag-uusapan natin bukas, okay? Okay, talagang ano, okay? R18 or R20 ba? Okay. Okay, intimacy. We're going to talk about intimacy. We're going to really look at that. Okay, part of it is the act of marriage, which is sex. And I believe that it's just right that people will hear what the Bible says about that. Okay, does that make sense? So let me just remind everyone, invite friends, invite loved ones, okay, people you know who are married. Okay, we believe this can also help them. Okay, so all right. Now, today we're going to talk about marriage. Okay. Now, this doesn't mean that if we talk marriage, this topic is not for you. In fact, it's just fitting and right that you hear and understand how God designed marriage. And it's better that you hear it from what the Bible says, not from what the world, television, or showbiz or movie says about marriage. Okay. And we pray. Okay, young people, single people. How many of you are single again? Can you see your hands? Right, we pray that as you desire, okay, to be married someday. May desire ba? Parang iba yan, hindi ko nakita ang taas ng kamay. Okay, so as you desire to get married, okay, that you will also experience the design that God has for marriage. Okay, so I pray that this will be a vision for you. I pray that this will be parang a pursuit, okay, God's design for marriage. And for all our married people here, okay, I pray that this will add value to where you are right now. And we all know that, you know, contrary to the many things that we hope and believe about marriage before, now, you know, it's gonna be great. And it's great. How many of you can say it's great, married people here? But it's not always great, isn't it? Okay, it's not always great. There will be challenges. There are testings. There are misunderstandings. Okay, the possibility of being hurt, okay, is definitely, okay, possible. Okay? So we can. All married people here have probably experienced being hurt, okay, by the very person, okay, they married to. But you know, what does that mean? Does that mean that it's a wrong marriage? Okay, no. So that's what we're going to talk about here today. Okay, so are you ready for God's word? I want us to stand up right now. Okay, let's just open our hearts to receive God's word today. I'd like to read in Ephesians chapter 5. I'll be reading a few verses. Okay, skip some of the verses, but just to really get the thought of this, okay, in Ephesians chapter 5, verses 22. Okay, so you can read along with me, and as you read this, I pray that the word of God will quicken your spirit and your soul. Verse 22, wives, submit to your own husbands. Go ahead and read this with me. As to the Lord, for the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, his body, and is himself its Savior. Husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her. Verse 31, therefore, a man shall leave his father and mother and hold fast to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. This mystery is profound, and I am saying that it refers to Christ and the church. However, let each one of you love his wife as himself, and let the wife see that she respects her husband. Let us pray for a while. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just open our hearts right now to your word. Speak to us, Lord God. Give us ears to hear what you want to say to us and eyes to see what you want to show us, Lord. I pray, God, that your word will be truth in our lives, Lord God, that it will bring about, Lord God, a deposit to young people, Lord God, students, and even the single people, Lord God, as they begin to desire, Lord God, to come into this season, Lord God. That, yes, there is a season that you have placed us, Lord God, and we pray that we will understand, Lord God, and even for the married people here, Lord God, I just pray right now, Holy Spirit, that you would begin to do a work, Lord God. That whatever was, Lord God, or whatever they're going through in their marriage right now, Lord God, in their family, I pray that hope, Lord God, will be stirred up, Lord God. That faith, Lord God, will be established and be seen, Lord God. And that there will be a commitment, Lord God, to pursue you, Lord God, to honor you in our marriages, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Let your good, pleasing, and perfect will be done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. You may go and have a seat. There was a boy who a five-year-old boy who drew a picture, and he was excited about his drawing. He went to his dad. Okay, he said, "Daddy, daddy, tignan mo yung drawing ko." Okay, sabi ng daddy niya. Okay, and you know, being a dad who desires to be a good dad and encourage his child. Okay, so tinignan niya yung drawing. Sabi niya, "Wow, it's so beautiful, anak." Okay. Pero yung bata, yung ano, parang hindi siya convinced doon sa reaction ng dad. Sabi niya, "Talaga? Sige nga, i-describe mo nga kung ano yung drawing ko." Okay? So you know, the father want to really, you know, build up, okay, his son. Okay, want to be just finding words how he can be an encouragement to his son. Okay, sabi niya, "Ano itong anak, itong mahabang leg na to, okay, giraffe yan. Okay, so itong medyo bilog na to, okay, pig yan. Okay, yung isang parang mabalahibo na parang mabuhok, that's a lion. At yung nasa corner na parang malaking ano, malaking bilog, that's a hippopotamus." Umiiyak na yung bata. Okay, "Daddy, hindi yan animal ano park. Okay, hindi po yan animal, family picture natin yan." Sabi niya, "Yung mahabalik ikaw yan, daddy. Okay, yung sabi mo bilog na pig, si ate yan. Okay, yung mukhang lion, you know, ako yan. At yung sinasabi mo, hippopotamus, naku, si mami yan, daddy, susumbong kita." Alright, so, patay si daddy. Anyway, so, and you know, many people, when it comes to marriage, they're like that, no? They're like the father. They describe in their own way and interpret what marriage is. But really, the person who has the right and you know, the authority to describe what marriage is the very person who draws it. And in the case of marriage, it's God. Because God is the one who designed marriage. God is the one who instituted marriage. In fact, God is the one who conceived marriage. It, you know, it was never man's idea. Okay, to get married. It was never Adam's idea to look for an Eve. Eve, okay, On the other hand, she wasn't looking for a man. She was led by God to the man. She was not led by her emotions. She was not led by her, own desires. She was just led by God. God brought her to the man. And there's really a great lesson that we can see there in Genesis, now in the very beginning, in the first picture of marriage. Okay, because many times we are the ones that the man decides kung ano yung gusto niya, ano yung kulang niya. Okay, gusto ka ng 5'7", 5'8". Okay, lahat sarili niyang gusto. But if you look at the original story, man never looked. Okay, for an Eve. It was God who saw that it wasn't good for the man to be alone. And so God began to do a work and to bring in and institute marriage. Okay? Yung mga babae naman, okay, this is my suggestion, lalo na mga young people, okay, single people. Don't just be led by your emotions. Okay? Hindi rin naman ibig sabihin na parang wala kang emotion. Okay? Parang basta nagkagusto ka na lang, walang kasamang emotion. Okay? Parang malabo naman ata yun. Okay? But be careful when you are led by your emotions. Okay? Be led by God. Okay? Let God lead your heart. Let God be the one who captures your heart. And let God be the one to take and get your heart and give your heart and give it to the man. Don't let anyone else do that. But rather, let God be the one to do that. And you know what? If he's really a godly man, he will discern you. Because when God brought the woman to the man, sabi naman ng man, whoa, man! Okay, woman, okay? So, whoa, man! Bone of my bone, flesh of my flesh. Wow. She shall be called Eve. Na-discern niya, na dinadali ni God sa kanya yung woman. And it was really a marriage that God designed. Okay, so as we talk about marriage today, let's remember that God is the one who gave away the very first bride. He was the very first father of the bride. He is the author, the designer of marriage. Now, there are common, what do you call it, misconception or some probably common reasons why people want to get married or get into married, no? or picture, parang expectations of marriage. One of it is, happiness. Okay? Yung happy ever, and they live happily ever after. Wow, parang fairy tales, okay? Parang Disney yung marriage mo, Okay, so ang mangyayari yan, cartoons, okay? Parang cartoons lang, okay? Anyway, so that idea, that expectation, and it's gonna be a life happily ever after, live happily ever after. Okay, and that's we have. And I'm not. I have nothing against some of the things that were written and some of the things that are being taught. No, there's a popular slogan that says, "Happy wife, happy life." Okay, alam niyo yan, Happy wife, happy life. Okay, so mga wife just sabi, yes, come on. That's it. Okay, meron namang ibang expectation na, when you get married, okay, it brings about security, okay, na siya na ang magsisecure ng buhay mo. Emotional security, okay, lahat na ng security, financial security, okay, so, and that's why, okay, very, yung mga slogan na, yung mga linya na katulad ng linya ni Jerry Maguire na, you complete me. Okay, talagang nakatatak na yan sa isip natin, And that's why when we think about marriage, we expect all of these things. Okay, another misconception or expectation is yung parang compatibility. Parang sinasabi mo lang, feeling ko mouse ka and mouse tayo. Okay, click. We are click. Okay, hindi, kalimutan niyo na yon. Anyway, so okay, wala kayong mga computer sa bahay. Okay. Ano tawag doon? Laptop kayo, hindi kayo gumagamit ng mouse. Anyway, yung mouse sa bahay ko pinapatay. Yung mouse sa bahay nila, Pastor Winston, binabaril. Okay, so, de joke lang. Okay, nung yung pellets. Anyway, so, but you look for compatibility. Okay, na parang, wow, bagay kami, okay? Yung wala ko nasa kanya, okay? Nagkakasundo kami. Okay, so, that's the expectation. But, it can happen, There is a part of marriage that those are real and true, but it's not, okay, the entire part. Hello, are you with me? Yes, you should be happy in your marriage, okay? But it's not the entire, okay, picture of marriage. So, kung naka-base ka lang sa happiness, paano kung hindi ka na happy? Right? Yes, there should be security. You should feel secure if you're married, okay, with your spouse, okay? But what if, you know, trials and testing comes? Right? And, you know, sabi pa naman sa Bible, God will shake the earth so that whatever cannot be shaken will remain. What if, you know, there will be a time of testing, a time of shakening? Okay, so where will your security be? Okay, so what if you realize that parang, bakit nag-iba siya? Okay, dati hindi naman siya ganun na, okay? Parang di mo nalaman. Okay, parang akala mo dati pareho kayong magpindot ng toothpaste, okay? Sa bottom, okay? Nung nag-asawa na kayo, talagang kita mo kung saan nakapindot yung ano, talagang, and you're just, you know, disturb, okay? Bakit ganon? Okay, so, and these are real, okay? Sa minsan sa simpleng, okay, toothpaste lang. The difference of how people push toothpaste, okay? So, and these are real things, okay? So when we look at these things, we realize, what we need to realize is that they're actually focused on self, no? Happiness, security, compatibility or comfort. Okay, so it's all inward focus. Okay, it's all about us. It's an idea of self. It's full of self. Okay, so, and that's not what we're talking about, because our series is entitled Selfless. Okay, and that's what we need to understand today regarding marriage. Okay, most of the time we do things in order to get a return. Okay. And it's not always bad to expect. Okay. It's okay. You should. Okay. God, you should expect that, you know, God will reward, okay, obedience, because He promised that. You should expect that God honors faith because He is pleased with that. There is a place where we expect. Okay. So, but the thing is that most of the time we do things with the purpose and the intention to get to receive in return. Okay, so now this is not selfless love. It is selfish love. What can we learn from what the Bible says, okay, about marriage? Well, number one, I believe that marriage is a commitment, not a temporary involvement. God is the author of marriage. He designed it to work, and it takes commitment to make a marriage work. It takes a commitment. I want us to understand that nothing God created is temporary. Nothing. Okay? Pero, Pastor, okay, eh, bakit may death? Namamatay tayo, di ba? Yes, and that's why there is a redemption for man. God provide. Because you were never destined to die. But because of sin, we experience death. But God brought about redemption so that we can have eternal life. In other words, everything that God created was really meant, okay, to last. Okay? It was not just a lifetime, but eternity. Okay? That's why in marriage, we see a picture of a marriage in heaven, which is Jesus and the church. If the picture of love, okay, is the symbol of love is the heart, the cross, not the heart, the symbol of marriage really is Jesus and the church. And that's why I believe for the young people, okay, and for everyone, the more you grow in the church, I believe the more you also grow in your marriage, okay, in your relationships. Church, being part of a church, is a vital part so that we will experience the design of God, the purpose of God in our life, in our relationship, in our marriage. Okay, so Pag wala ka sa church, doon ka sa iba titingin ng ways. Okay, so, and I'm grateful that the Lord saved me and added me to a church when I was college. I grew up in a dysfunctional home. I really don't have any picture growing up with what a good marriage is. Okay, so, maraming dysfunction sa family namin. Okay, so, but I praise God that I saw godly marriages in the church. And it becomes an inspiration and aspiration in my own personal life. Okay, so, now since God authored marriage, marriage is so valuable that our commitment, listen to me church, should go beyond our comfort. Commitment, okay? And that commitment is not based on whether you are happy, whether you feel secured, or whether you feel comfortable. It's a commitment period. Are you with me? And only death shall we part in marriage. That's the commitment. And that is why we want to encourage people, okay, both single and married, that separation should never be an option to your relationship, to your marriage. Hello? All married people here. Okay. You feel like giving up? You feel like quitting? You are so frustrated? Okay, you tried your best. You're tired. Separation should never be an option. Because marriage is about commitment. It is a commitment done not just to the person, but it's a commitment given to God as well. The Bible says what God has joined together, let no man separate. No man. Okay? Kahit asawa mo pa yan, kay tao din yan, di ba? Walang tao na pwedeng mag-separate. Ayaw ng asawa, hindi pwede. Sabi ni God, walang tao kahit sino man na pwedeng mag-separate. Dito ka. Ganon, di ba? Separation is not an option. Hello, are you with me? Because that's what God says. Pero pastor, hindi na ako masaya eh. But I think you better seek God about that. I think you better come to God. Because some misconceptions might need to be change there. And you have a hard time changing, but I tell you what, God can change things. Alam yung kinakanta natin kanina? He makes the broken beautiful. Man, nag-minister sa akin yun. He makes the broken beautiful. All of us were broken. My life was so broken before I met the Lord. I was such a mess. But God saved me. God gave me a destiny. God gave me a beautiful family. God gave me a good life, a great, I'm enjoying my life. I'm experiencing His blessing. Indeed, He makes broken beautiful. That's who God is. And that's why I want to encourage, lalo-lalo sa mga single people, okay? And all of us here, you should reject the idea of disposable relationships. There's no such thing as a disposable relationship. Because relationship, marriage in particular, is God's idea. And whatever God conceived, okay, it was always meant to last. It's never temporary. Nothing God created is temporary. Nothing. Okay? Only sin and the enemy brought death. Reject the idea of disposable relations. Ephesians 5, 20-25. Wives, submit to your husbands as to the Lord. Husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church and gave Himself up for her. You know, it takes a commitment for the wives to submit to their husbands, okay? As the head, just as Christ is the head of the church. It takes a commitment for husbands to love their wives just as Christ loved the church and gave Himself, laid down His life for the church. It takes commitment to do that. And that commitment will always be tested. That commitment will always be challenged. Situations, expectations, stay committed. Parang may season na, alam mo yon, down ka, frustrated ka, galit ka, hurt ka, but that doesn't mean that hindi ka na committed. I hope. Hello? Come on now. Pwede ka pa rin maging committed. Kahit na hurt ka. Kahit na medyo na frustrate ka. You can stay committed. Kaya minsan yun ang problem ng rise ng teenage pregnancy. Okay, really it goes back to, you know, the family. It goes back to the kind of marriage that they see or fail to see. Okay, it always goes back. People go out look for a relationship and love because they do not experience it in a marriage in their home, inside their home. Kaya hindi po condom ang solution. Okay, safe sex na sinasabi, okay, na mamigay ng condom sa eskwela. Man, talagang I don't know where these people get their, you know, ideas. Okay? I'm not trying to insult them, okay? But really the root problem is family, marriages. Okay? And the false expectations, okay? Alam mo yung commitment na panandalian based on self. Based on self. Now, alam ko mahirap yung sinasabi natin dito. Kaya nga kailangan natin si God. Okay. And with God, nothing is impossible. Do you believe that? Secondly, marriage is about completion, not competition. Okay? Hindi po dito na mas magaling si hubby kaysa kay Mrs. Okay? Genesis chapter 2, and let me go back to Genesis, okay? Which Paul in Ephesians made a quotation, no? Sabi doon, then the Lord God said, it is not good for the man should be alone. I will make him a helper fit for him. Therefore, a man shall leave his father and mother and hold fast to his wife, and they shall become one flesh, and the man and his wife were both naked and were not ashamed, okay? You know, we have a doctor here in the house, not a theologian. And I read somewhere that, you know, the word helper really is not the best translation. Okay? Kaya minalagyan ng suitable helper. But the idea of God bringing in, okay, another person, you know, to Adam is to bring reinforcement. How many of you, this is a long time already, you know, how many of you have watched the movie Black Hawk Down? Anyone here? Okay, it's a war movie, Black Hawk Down. Okay, so they have this operation, and the operation went bad. Okay, and one of these, you know, high-tech super helicopters, Black Hawk. Okay, got hit. No, it went down, and so those people who were there began to call for help. They began to call for reinforcement. May mga Black Hawk na nanon lang sa taas, nakatambay, ready to bring in reinforcement. And that word, reinforcement there, is to bring in something of the same strength, okay, to strengthen the same kind, right? Hindi parang, hindi iba, the same values, the same goal, the same vision. Hindi bringing yung ano helicopter ng enemy. No, bringing yung helicopter nung kasama nila that share the same mission with them and wants to accomplish the same goal. And thus, you know, the idea of marriage really is to God bringing together a strong, formidable, okay, team that will succeed in accomplishing His purpose. And it's really designed to complete not just us, but to complete, okay, the will of God. That's why in a marriage, it's not about us. If you are wed by victory, you'll notice that in our vows, it is always part, okay, I commit in the building of the church and an advancement of God's kingdom until the day Jesus returns in all His glory. Amen. That's part of the vows. Hindi lang, I commit to love you, I commit to honor you, I commit to respect you. God is very much part. There is something that God wants to accomplish through the man and the woman. And therefore, marriage really, I believe, is designed to complete us. Okay? Not for competition. Kung sinong magaling. That's the product of sin. We may have different roles, but the same calling. We may have different functions, okay? But we speak of the same value. Kaya kailangan, lalo na sa mga single, okay? Look for people who have the same value. The same goal. Kung ang goal lang ng tao na yon, okay, ay para ma-satisfy ang sarili niya, sige na, gawin na natin ngayon na. Man, you are in a troublesome relationship. That's not how God designed it. Because that relationship, marriage, was never just to complete one person. is to complete the entire plan and purpose of God. Could you imagine in all of creation, it's good, it's very good, and then it's not good. God did something to solve that issue of what he saw was not good. And that issue was marriage. And then it was very good. It was very good. It's about reinforcement. It's about making us stronger. It's about really having somebody with us who will, you know, to help accomplish the will of God in our lives. Lastly, marriage is a covenant. It's not just a contract. Ephesians 5:31, therefore a man shall leave his father and mother and hold fast to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. You know, many times we think that think of marriage as a contract. Okay, how many of you are married again? Can I see your hands? All right. That means you signed a marriage contract, right? Hello? Okay. Sorry to say this, but if you did not sign any marriage contract, okay, you are not married. Okay. Even if you think you are. Even if you think that you love each other. Okay. Now, maring sabi ng tao, papel lang yan. Okay, let me explain that later on. Okay, but you know, I want us to understand the difference between a covenant and a contract. Alam mo kasi kung sabihin mo lang papel lang yan, hindi ibig sabihin na kesyo papel lang yan, walang halaga yan. Okay? Sige nga, punta ka nga sa grocery, kumuha ka ng 2 kilong chicken doon, okay? Okay, huwag kang maglabas ng papel, okay, na may nakalagay 1,000 peso bill, huwag mong bayaran. Tingnan natin kung saan ka pupulutin. Kasi sabihin mo, papel lang yan eh. Oh, ito na sa iyo, 1,000, papel lang yan eh. Okay? Sige nga, mag-drive ka nga, okay? At wala kang lisensya, wala kang papel, tingnan natin kung saan ka pupulutin. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Sige, mag-apply ka ng passport. Eh, wala kang birth certificate. Simula nung pinanganak ka, ibig sabihin, hindi ka nag-exist. Kasi wala kang papel. Eh, papel lang yan eh. Matingnan natin ano mangyayari sa, you know, sa application mo na yan. Right? Anong ganong klaseng gulo meron yan? It's not just the paper. Yes, it is. But the value of it. But it's more than just a contract. It's actually a covenant. And the difference between a covenant and a contract, kasi yung contract, pwedeng mag-expire yan eh. Hello? Meron ba dito yung lisensya mo, 30 years? Gusto, saan ka nag-apply? Gusto ko yan, please, okay? Kasi para hirap pumila every 3 years eh, no? Buti ngayon, 5 years na, naabutan ako, hallelujah, okay? So, okay, kaka-birthday ko lang, kaka-apply ko lang, 5 years na ako. Kaso 6 months pa bago makuha yung card, okay? Papel muna, sige lang, okay na rin, okay? So, basta may papel. Okay, so, but, you know, contracts, it can be nullified. Tama ba? If one party does not deliver, pwedeng ma-void yung contract. In the covenant, it's a different thing. The other party has to die so that the covenant, okay, will be considered void. Someone has to die. Okay. Huwag niyo isipin na, okay, so patayin ko na lang pala itong asawa. Hindi ganun, ha? Kamamiya, murder yan. Sa kulungan pa rin pupulutin, okay? So, sobrang galit na yan. Okay, you need healing from God. You really need God right now in your life. Okay, so, but that is the picture of covenant. You see, marriage really is a covenant. It's not a contract. And for that covenant, to be void, to have no effect, someone has to die. Okay, so, and the same way, for a covenant that needs to come together, someone also must need to make a sacrifice. Grabe, no? To put up a covenant, there's a sacrifice that is made. And that's why in a marriage, really, it's a sacrifice. It's losing yourself. It's selfless. You become selfless, supposed to be, in marriage. And you will let Christ begin to lead that marriage. Does that make sense? And that is the power of marriage. It's not, yes, there is a paper that we signed, but it's more than just a paper. It's a covenant. And so, if you are married and you sign a marriage contract, you know what that is saying? It's saying that you are committed, that this is not wishy-washy kind of marriage. This is indeed till death do us part. Okay, we will have problems, we will have challenges, there will be testings, but I will stay committed. Separation is not an option. And you sign that in that paper. Because it's not just a contract, it's a covenant that you made with God. Hello? Okay. Hindi po ako naninermon, ha? Right, so. You know, anyone who tells you that marriage is just, you know, a piece of paper, okay, clearly does not treasure or value that relationship. Any person who says that, okay, did not know what he is getting into. He got into that contract without any commitment or value of the other party at all. Okay, so marriage is not for the faint-hearted. Hello? Come on now. It takes courage to get married. Okay, so marriage is for the man and the woman who have looked at one another and look at the task ahead of them and the calling and the purpose of God for their marriage. And they make a commitment to fulfill the will and the plan of God for their marriage. Ephesians 5:21, submit to one another out of reverence for Christ. You know, our happiness and our security come from being submitted to Christ. Unless we are submitted to Christ, it would be difficult to submit to another person. It would be difficult to respect another person. You see, selfless marriage can only happen when we are submitted to Christ. Selfless marriage can only happen if we are submitted to Christ. It's not about demanding, eh, kasi, okay, eh, dapat siya mag-lead eh. Hindi, siya, dapat siya, okay, mag-submit eh. No? Mali. Okay. Alam mo yun, when you begin to demand, that's why the position is always to give, not to receive. If both of your position is to receive, okay, you will not get anything. But if your position is always to give, both of you will receive something. That's the position of marriage. That's what marriage is all about. And marriage, really, the picture of marriage is Jesus and the cross. When God gave himself, okay, and laid down his life for the church. And it is a profound mystery. There is no mind that can fully comprehend the depth of God's love for his church and for his people. And yet, it is revealed to us. This is what marriage is all about. In the natural, it's difficult, it's challenging. But I tell you what, if you submit yourself to God, if you surrender yourself and your marriage to God, then you will be able to experience a selfless marriage. Let me just pray. Lord, thank you. Thank you for your grace. Father, I pray right now that you would just touch hearts, heal relationships, Lord. I pray for every married person here. Okay? If you're married, can you just lift up your hands? Lord, I just speak blessing upon these people, Lord. I pray for grace. I pray for strength. I pray for, Lord God, faith and hope, Lord God. Strengthen their hearts, Lord God. Strengthen their hearts, Lord God. I pray that you would heal them, Lord God. I pray that you would guard their hearts, Lord God. Lord, there will be challenges. There will be pains. There will be hurts, Lord God. But I thank you because you make the broken beautiful, Lord. You are a God who heals, Lord God. And I pray that, Lord, they will put value on the covenant that they have made. Lord, bless them. We pray that we will see, Lord God, a lifetime of marriage, Lord God. Thank you. You can put your hands down right now. Lord, I just want to thank you for our married people, Lord. And I pray that you give them also a humble heart. You know, if you're married here today and you probably need help, you need somebody to talk to, please do that. Approach us. Approach your Victory Group leaders. Please don't just leave that to chance. Huwag niyo po hintayin na, huwag po yung bahala, huwag suicide. That's not the will of God for you. God's will is that you stay committed. There is solution. There is healing. In God, there is hope. Things can become new again in God. You know, if you are here today, if you're a student or single people, and you know, you grew up in a, you are in a broken home, that's the kind of marriage and family you have, let me just pray for you. I pray that the Lord will heal you. It doesn't, you know, it is a lie that just because that's your past, it's the same with your future. No, it's not. If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old is gone, the new has come. You can hope for a godly marriage. You can hope for a godly family. And whatever pain that brought you, whatever, you know, false ideas and misconceptions that brought about your life, I pray that the Lord will heal you. I pray that the Lord will give you understanding. I pray that you, His child, will experience God's best, God's good, pleasing, and perfect will for you. Oh Lord, I just pray for your people that, Lord, you would continue to pour out your grace, God. Lord, may relationships bring you glory and honor. May marriages, Lord God, advance your kingdom. May people see, Lord God, that there is indeed a marriage that can last a lifetime. And that is a marriage founded in the Word of God, in the will of God, surrendered and submitted to the Word of God. Lord, refresh hearts today. I pray that we will learn to forgive as you have forgiven us, Lord. Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.